This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Video he posted to his channel. Looks like a fairly popular YouTuber with over 400,000 subscribers. Posted this video just a couple, maybe 2 or 3 hours ago. So there's still a bunch of trucks that are outside the Parliament building there in Ottawa. Because, again, you know, you don't get good reporting from the mainstream media. It requires an actual human being to go down there and start taking pictures, start taking video of what's really happening. And apparently what's really happening is there's still a bunch of trucks out in front of Parliament in Ottawa. There's a lot of people, a lot of signs. I'm not going to say it's packed. It's not packed at all as far as the people that are on the path.
Like anymore, because it was completely packed. Oh my God, it looked like 1,000 people.
There were more than 1,000 in the video that we saw.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the one from a couple of days ago, the drone shot, that was thousands of people. Now, I'm not good at estimating crowd size, so I can't tell you if it was, you know, 50,000 or 100,000 or whatever. But there were a lot of people there. It looks like the trucks have rolled right up in front of the Parliament building. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, okay, it does appear that there is some sort of a street there, but it's literally right out in front of it, or at least on one of the sides of it. So there's no shortage of people around in this footage, people holding signs, dressed very warm, and a lot of trucks in the streets. So, again, if you've been following this situation closely, we definitely want to hear from you. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. There's other things in the news, but in my opinion, this is probably the most important story in recent weeks. I mean, we've been staying away from, I think, for the most part, doing COVID-related coverage just because it's just so tiresome.
Yeah, they just are doing things now, like, now you can get a shot if you're 12 years old and had blah, 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 a test. Well, you know, that's all the news there is. It's just, oh, and now there's one, like, my phone just popped up. Soon, and maybe in February, the Pfizer BioNTech will be available for your children under 5.
Oh, yeah, and I guess the big news of the vaccine world today is that Moderna has been approved by the FDA. So, yeah, you're right.
It's just always
like
silly
that.
Little things like that.
I mean, we don't think it's important, but the vaccine cult members or whatever are all excited about that. But I'm excited about the Freedom Convoy and what's happening there in Ottawa. And again, if you want to weigh in, the number 603-283-6160. We were reading a critical piece. So what's the other side have to say about this? We know that Trudeau, the prime minister guy from Canada, has been insulting these drivers, acting like they're some sort of a racist group or whatever, a small vocal minority, when in fact there's a ton of people involved, people of all shapes, sizes, and colors. And so what do some of the people who have smaller voices have to say? Well, we turn to a Reddit thread where someone by the name of Canadian Cheese Man is complaining because he says these protesters are vandalizing the downtown core, urinating and defecating in snowbanks, excessively honking their horns throughout the day and night without consequences. He says, but so far it has been without consequences because the city of Ottawa and the Ottawa Police Force are not doing their jobs and enforcing the law. Well, you know what? If you're upset with the police not doing their jobs, you should join the protest and stop paying taxes. Stop obeying these people. Because they clearly will do whatever it is they want to do. You thought they were going to enforce the law on these people. They decided not to. They have the right to use discretion, as it is called. So even if somebody is blatantly violating, in this case, I presume Canada has disorderly conduct statutes, they're blatantly violating the disorderly conduct statutes.
There has to be some kind of noise complaint law.
It has to be in a city.
If they have laws against you misgendering someone, they have to have a noise complaint law.
Most cities have noise violations, absolutely, yeah. Especially after a certain time of night. Like, you know, obviously there's construction that goes on during the day in a city, so that stuff is not going to violate a noise complaint, but at, you know, 2 in the morning, those laws are definitely going to be in effect. So the fact that they're not enforcing that shows that they're using their discretion. And this is their right as government enforcers to use discretion. And the reason why they're using the discretion is because they're outnumbered. There are a lot of people that are on the ground here, and they're not just truckers. They're supporters, a lot of supporters, just came, you know, coming in their normal vehicles. One of our listeners called in a few nights ago and said he was going up there. He lives in Canada. Said he was going to go check it out. I hope that we'll hear back from Medi at some point and see what it was like on Saturday. Maybe he can give us a report. But if the police are outnumbered, they behave very differently than they normally would. To them, it's all about numbers.
Or if they're being filmed, I bet there's lots of cameras.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody with a cell phone has a camera, which is why there's, like I was saying, there's so much coverage of this on social media. Again, you just have to know what to look for. I think it was Freedom Convoy 2022 was one of the hashtags. That'll come up with a bunch of stuff. But the police are... Whenever we're dealing with civil disobedience, and that's what this is. I mean, this is a mass civil disobedience event. And civil disobedience is powerful because numbers matter. Numbers are all that matter. If you want to win an election, you got to have numbers. If you want to have a successful protest not be, like, burned out and beaten out by the police, you've got to have numbers. Now, they could have brought in the Canadian military or whatever their equivalent of the National Guard is up there. I presume they have something like that. They could have gone to the max with militarism on this, and surprisingly, they didn't.
Yeah, I was afraid that they were going to kill people or something with the military.
Yeah, I'm really glad it didn't end up that way. Now, apparently, they are blocking off some streets. You did find a video about that, Bonnie, but it's not clear how widespread
that is. In the video, it doesn't look like it's, like, the main... street of Parliament Hill.
No, it's not right by Parliament. No.
Yeah, it looks like further away, and you can still hear so much honking in the background. There has to be a big amount of trucks somewhere in the distance.
Yes, it's not clear what their intentions are with those street blockages, but they have moved some construction equipment in the way of the intersection.
It would make sense if there were streets around there where they were making it to where, like, nobody can drive right there because if an ambulance needs to get by...
But what about the ambulances that need to get through where the construction equipment is?
Hmm. Well, it's not unmanned. They can move it.
Oh, were there people standing around it or something?
Yeah, there was... It's like big, giant tractor things.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in here, 603-283-6160. Back to the critic here. So this is the guy who's upset. He's mad because the police aren't enforcing laws that he wants them to enforce. He says, I understand there may be some hesitancy to enforce due to possibly inciting violence, but how long has the city of Ottawa known about this convoy coming to Ottawa? We had weeks to prepare for a response, and we chose to do nothing to prepare for them. And now look at the current situation. Now Mr. Watson, I don't know who that is, doesn't want enforcement because it may cause incitement? This is the consequence of not preparing for this convoy. How can the citizens of Ottawa call the bylaw when their neighbors aren't cutting their grass and get a response with a possible fine? But not when a convoy of trucks are parking on sidewalks, blocking roads, running red lights, and honking their horns excessively.
Well, he just figured it out. The cops are there to generate revenue for the city, not to do whatever he thinks they should do for him.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who's getting a fine for cutting their grass is all alone. They don't have a movement on their side, and they're just going to bend over, and they're going to pay the fine. And these guys, and again, I don't think they should, the truckers, if they get fined, they shouldn't pay it, because, again, it just encourages them. But he goes on, he says, how can the city of Ottawa justify bylaws being applied to a group that lives here and not the racist, anti-Semitic white nationalists that are terrorizing the downtown core?
Is Whoopi Goldberg anti-Semitic now because she said that the Holocaust wasn't about race?
Ooh, that sounds like an interesting story. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Yeah, would they call a black lady anti-Semitic? Well, in this case, this is obviously a person who has not bothered to actually go and meet these people. This is someone who has not bothered to go down and spend even 10 minutes walking around and talking to this large crowd of people, this diverse crowd of people out at the Parliament building.
He probably just flipped on the news to hear what they say he should think about them.
Or he's been reading other people's posts who also have not gone down to actually talk to these people. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
Do want to let you know about Give Directly. It is a way that you can assist people living in extreme poverty, people living in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, where we're talking about the kind of extreme poverty where you don't even have running water, that kind of poverty. If you want to help out with those folks, you can give directly to them by going to give.freetalklive.com. In the past decade, Give Directly has given over $400 million to over a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, get on over to give.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will match your contributions up to a total of $30,000. That's give.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Bonnie here as we continue with more from the Freedom Convoy. I was reading through the Convoy mega thread, and it's mostly really negative people. This is on Reddit. So negative status, people that love the government.
Sounds like Reddit.
They're really upset, of course, about the fact that freedom lovers are there in the streets. Because, you know, they like a protest when it's pro-government protesters. But no, they don't like it when people that are disagreeing with them are out there. And, of course, they talk about people allegedly defecating in the streets, which, you know, San Francisco, that happens all the time. I'm not defending that.
I haven't seen any pictures of it either.
Well, I mean, the odds that you're going to see a lot of photographs of dung in the streets,
well,
I don't know.
I don't know if I was somebody who was really against this protest and I wanted to go out there and take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, we don't follow those channels, right? So we probably wouldn't necessarily see that. I'm not going to deny that something like that has probably happened. Whether it is rampant or not, I think that there's no evidence for that at this time, but obviously when you have thousands of people in the streets, some businesses are not going to open to those people, although I would think that they would want to, right? Like if all of a sudden, if you're running a coffee shop and all of a sudden there's thousands of people outside and they're thirsty, you want to sell them stuff. And usually you can tell people, hey, you know, I need a bathroom. Well, only for customers. And I think most people are aware that you generally should buy something from the business if you're intending to use their restroom, just sort of as a general courtesy. I don't think it matters if it's like some corporate McDonald's or whatever, but if it's like a mom and pop business, then yeah, it makes sense to pick up something. So, you know, it does make me wonder how many of the business owners out there are catering to these drivers versus those that are refusing to allow them entrance to their business. But back to the critic here on the Convoy mega thread number 27, talking about how he's upset because the city of Ottawa is not enforcing the law. They're not enforcing the traffic ordinances. They're not enforcing disorderly conduct or whatever else they could possibly charge these people with.
How does he not realize that it would be impossible for them to do it all?
What do you mean impossible?
If there really is as many people as some sources are claiming, like 50,000 people, then don't you think it's impossible for the police to go and stop every single one of them and send them all back home with a spanking and a fine?
Well,
I mean, how many cops do they have? 50,000?
No, I'm sure they don't have 50,000 cops in that city, but they had talked about bringing in the Toronto police. And there's, of course, the RCMP, which is basically their FBI or whatever, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the National Police Force there. So they could have brought them in. They could have brought in cops from the outside. And they could have brought in whatever military force if they'd wanted to. They could have made a real violent attack against these people. But they are cowards at some level. And so if they feel as though they're going to be outnumbered, they won't do that. And that's why this guy's upset.
Yeah, these cops aren't going to risk their lives just to make it to where this guy, this commenter, doesn't have to hear honking in his room. And I'm not saying the cops should, or the cops go out there and risk their lives every day, but this is a different situation. It's 50,000 people that might get actually mad if you try to tell them what to do with their trucks.
Right. I mean, have you seen some of the videos from, I think there was one, I don't know if it was Belgium, Brussels or something like that, one of the European cities, where people are literally throwing, the police are being pushed back by an angry crowd, and the cops retreat down like a set of subway stairs, basically, and the crowd is throwing those metal barriers that they sometimes put up to do crowd control. I don't know if you've seen those in cities where they have the metal barriers and, you know, makes it so you can't go past a certain whatever. Anyway, they were just picking those things up and throwing them down onto the police as they're trying to get out. They were setting dumpsters on fire and rolling them down the steps.
Yeah, in Ukraine, threw a politician into the trash.
I mean, that's ultimately where they belong. I mean, I don't believe in violence as a solution, but I don't really consider taking somebody who is doing violence to you and stopping them and sending them a message. Now, I don't think that, again, I don't think you should use physical violence in that you should tar and feather or harm that person. Like, I'm against that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with taking somebody and a politician and throwing them in a garbage can. I think that's symbolic and hilarious.
Actually, the tar and feather is kind of symbolic. I mean,
but
it's not hot.
It does. Yeah, usually it's hot tar.
But if it's not hot, because Aria said that she looked into it and apparently they didn't.
There's a cold version?
Yeah. It's just like, maybe you were in jail when she was talking about this. She had learned that they didn't use hot tar. It was more of an embarrassment than a painful thing.
He claims these people, this is again the critic writing here at Reddit, r/Ottawa. He says, these people defaced the tomb of the unknown soldier, disgraced the statue of Terry Fox, and rushed the Shepherd of Good Hope soup kitchen who helped the most vulnerable. Why are we still catering to them and not protecting the city's citizens? It has been well made aware to everyone in the convoy in Ottawa that the convoy is allowed to stay at 302 Coventry Road in Vanier. 302 Coventry is the RCGT park, which is owned by the City of Ottawa. Why are these people allowed to stay on City of Ottawa property that taxpayers pay for and will be responsible for the cleanup once they decide to leave? No wonder they're staying so long with the City of Ottawa providing them a place to stay close to the downtown core. Now, that's interesting. I don't know anything about those claims. But clearly some of them are just staying in the streets.
He obviously thinks that a whole group of people act with one hive mind as if one of them defaced the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Therefore, all of them
are
guilty.
Dead, yeah.
Well, that is an excellent point, Bonnie, and it really kind of focuses on the mindset of the leftist statist, because they do follow orders. They do always have a central bureaucracy. If you ever go out to some protest and you ask for somebody to comment, there's usually going to be people who say, oh, you have to talk to so-and-so. I can't comment. You have to talk to the central committee or whatever. There's usually somebody like that who's in charge, quote-unquote.
In a leftist protest?
Yes. Mr. Luloff, he says, I understand that you represent the Orleans wards. He's writing his city councilor. And we have been relatively unaffected by this convoy, but we have to advocate for the others that are suffering from the lack of law enforcement and by law enforcement downtown. Will you take the initiative and start an inquiry into why we were so unprepared for this, why law enforcement wasn't ready and enforcing the law, why by law enforcement wasn't ready, etc., etc.? The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll get some more positive coverage coming up here with some interviews of people on the streets of Ottawa from earlier today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia intensifies its troop buildup around Ukraine, the United States has promised punishing sanctions against the Kremlin if it launches an invasion. But Russia said there was little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the United States rejected many of Russia's demands. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell spoke on Monday about the rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
I'm encouraged that President Biden finally appears inclined to reinforce Eastern European treaty allies with U.S. forces, and those deployments must take place sooner rather than later. And other NATO allies should join us in defending our eastern flank allies.
The governor of Arkansas is urging the CDC to transition COVID away from pandemic status. Republican Asa Hutchinson made the request during the National Governors Association meeting with President Biden. USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House.
Qatar is a good friend and reliable and capable partner, and I'm notifying Congress that I will designate Qatar as a major non-NATO ally to reflect the importance of our relationship.
The Emir of Qatar was updated on the status of diplomatic efforts between the United States and Europe. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's COVID shot got approval last August. Both had been distributed under emergency use authorization. Moderna's COVID vaccine, now called Spikevax, is fully approved for adults. It retains emergency use authorization for teens and for use as a booster shot. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance the weather will cooperate as SpaceX tries tonight to launch a Falcon 9 rocket. Liftoff from Florida scheduled for 6:11 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Pony.
You can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, and our feeds, our RSS feeds, podcasts, you can plug those into your favorite podcast client, and then you will receive every episode of Free Talk Live as they are released directly without having to do anything. You will not have to lift a finger once you subscribe to our podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com to find those links. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. So as I was looking through Freedom Convoy 2022, the tag on Twitter, just to see, you know, what sort of posts are out there, I did come across a gentleman, Viva Frey, who is apparently a Canadian that wanted to go and check out the convoy for himself there in Ottawa, out in front of the Parliament building. Trucks parked all over the place, a bunch of protesters. And we're talking about 2 days later. This thing started officially, if you can call anything official, in this what is apparently barely decentralized protest movement. But the truckers were intending to gather there on Saturday, and that was the 29th. It is now the 31st. It's Monday. And trucks are still parked. They're still honking their horns. And how they're going to deal with the gas situation, I don't know. That I'd be interested to hear somebody ask those drivers what to do, what they're going to do in that circumstance. Although, when I was watching the video, and this guy streamed for a couple of hours in a row, and he actually did two parts, so he did like a 4 or 5 hour long stream out there just interviewing people. There does appear to be at least one lane that's open, or at least there's no trucks parked in it, so I don't know if that means that that's a lane where an ambulance could, in theory, drive through, because that's one of the big complaints, is that, oh, well, what if somebody needs an ambulance? What happens then?
It doesn't seem like a big issue for the gas to me, because if somebody had a container, they could, and I'm sure most truckers have containers, they could just go walk and get it. But then again, maybe trucks take too much gas.
Yeah, I mean, how far do you want to walk hefting a heavy gas container, right? Like, one of those little handheld containers that you might get. Like, the little handheld ones that you get.
That's not going to be enough for a truck, yeah.
That's going to be enough to run a truck for a very short period of time.
Well, there's dollies and things like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody's already thought about this, and we just don't know how they've, you know, come up with a solution. But if you want to weigh in again, the number is 603-283-6160. So I found a couple of interesting interviews. Here's one of them where, again, he's just walking around the streets talking to some of these drivers and their supporters. There's a lot of supporters. Not everybody out there is a professional driver, but here's one of his interviews.
Talking to, let's see here, 7,000 people now.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Yeah, just everybody stick together and things are done when everybody comes together. That's the only way it's going to get done.
How long have you been trucking for?
15 years.
15 years. And where do you work from and out of?
Windsor.
All right. And across Canada?
No, we go mainly Sarnia, London. I drive dump truck, not you know. But anyway, truck's a truck. So
yeah, truck's a truck.
Everybody's just got to stay in solidarity. This is the only way we're going to get this done.
Well, it's making the headlines internationally. I was at just at an event, and I said, Americans know more about what's going on in Canada than Canadians. Because you just get the CBC lying about it and lying about what's going on here. So
you know the CBC is government-funded, right?
What is the CBC?
The Canadian Broadcast Company or Corporation.
Hmm.
So kind of like the BBC.
Yeah, that's what I was mixing it up with.
They're very similar. The government funds the BBC, and the government funds the CBC. So, of course, they're going to be lying about this protest.
Yeah.
And that's all you can expect from the mainstream media, which is why you've got to get to the decentralized media. You got to get to the individual channels and see what's actually going on there on the ground. And this driver is saying here, you know, people have to come together. This is the only way that they can change things. And I think he's right, ultimately. And it's hard to really say if there's a better idea besides, like, the Free State Project and moving like-minded people together. Like, how else could you have an effect on an entire nation as large as Canada? Is a massive civil disobedience movement. So I got to say, I agree with that sentiment. Whether or not it actually will have the effect that they're hoping that it will have, I don't know.
And as far as when we were weighing earlier, is this something we should support, considering I personally didn't support the people just standing in the highways in Texas? I don't think it was just Texas, but I definitely heard about it in Austin in 2020 during the Black Lives Matter protests. You know, just standing in the highways, blocking people from going from place to place.
You don't win friends doing that, typically.
The thing to consider, though, is in this situation, they're doing it, they're affecting more politicians than people, I'd say, because they're blocking
their
workplace. And also, is the thing that is happening that they're trying to stop, is it justified to do something this drastic? And I think it is.
I think it is, too. I agree with your assessment.
Affecting the whole country in a very bad
way. In a serious way. Like, these people have to be now vaccinated in order to cross borders, and who knows what other regulations that are being shoved down their throats. We know Quebec has a curfew, for instance. Of course, mask mandates, vaccine passports. We had a guy call in saying there's vaccine passports throughout all of southern Canada and even some of the northern territories as well. So very, very... It's a lot worse there than it is here. It's a lot worse there than most of the places in the United States.
It's curfews in Montreal.
Yeah, it's a lot worse there than it is here in New Hampshire, for sure. And I got to agree with your assessment on this. This is a targeted protest in a very high governmental area, so it is affecting mostly the politicians. But obviously there are people around that are unfortunately having to be subjected to this. So I feel for those people. Like, I can understand not wanting to hear honking horns all night long. I get that. But as you said, they did choose to move near a government building.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in a city, you know you're dealing with, you're going to be dealing with some loud noises. And then from another side of it, Bonnie, these guys aren't trying to appeal to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to grow their movement. So like a lot of protests that I've been to, at least as a libertarian, we're doing outreach. We're not trying to change the mind of the state. We know that's not going to happen. We want to bring awareness to an issue. We want to bring, like, you know, jury nullification or, you know, whatever other thing is, whatever we happen to be protesting in that moment. It's usually some issue that's fairly obscure, and the average person doesn't know about it. And so we want them to know about it, and so that's why we're out there doing the thing we're doing. That's why it's a bad idea to stand in the way of their cars, because then they will hate you. They'll hate you before they even read the signs, and then they won't read the signs. Or if they do read the signs, they'll make a note and say, those people suck. Whereas with the truckers here, I don't think that they're worried about there being many people on the fence. I mean, how can there really be fence sitters this far into this?
Yeah, 2 years later when the government is really ramping up, you know, the restrictions they want to put on Canada.
Right. I mean, there may be some who've changed sides. There may be, like, so, like, there's the people who will say, oh, I wore a mask and I got the vaccines and now they want a third vaccine? Screw this.
Yeah.
So there are those people who have been kind of pushed too far and then they join the other side. But I think for the most part, you are of one belief or the other on this particular issue. And so I don't think the truckers and their supporters are looking to change the hearts and minds of those who are opposed to them. So they don't care if you don't like them. They don't care what you think about their protest.
I think what they're going up against, it's the people who are against what they are protesting, not what they're doing, but what they're protesting. Like, they're saying, hey, you shouldn't be protesting. This is a good thing. The people are supporting them not being able to support their families or do their job without injecting something they don't want to inject into their body. Or you know, some of them have already gotten the vaccine, but they don't believe that anyone should have to do it
by force.
By force.
By threat. By, oh, you're going to lose your job. So if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. We got more from downtown Ottawa in the Parliament Building area. The Ottawa Citizen newspaper, of course, is editorializing against the protest. Headline, freedom, in quotes, truck convoy isn't the right way to protest. Well, let's find out what they have to say about it. Coming up here, of course, you can weigh in again. The number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. And the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
We're doing some in-depth coverage here, at least as in-depth as we can be without actually being there. I would love to go, but number one, I can't leave New Hampshire under bail conditions. Number two, even if I could leave New Hampshire,
Canada
won't let me in because I've got a obstructing government administration charge on my record, and they say that is not allowed into Canada, even though it's only a misdemeanor charge. So if you're a felon, you can't get into Canada for pretty much any reason. But there are certain misdemeanors that they won't let in either.
Till what year?
Till the year 2025.
Man, I want to go to Canada with you one day.
And then I have to pay them.
Oh.
So it doesn't just go away on its own. You have to wait a certain number of years, I think it's like 10 years, and then they want you to pay them like $500.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. It's not that interesting in Canada. It's just another government out of control, forcing mandates on people. And the truckers, the professional drivers, a lot of their supporters are in the streets, and they're still there now 2 days later. Many of them saying they plan to stay. One guy, I don't know if we're going to get to his interview, but he says he plans to stay until his packs of smokes are exhausted, and he brought two cartons. So he expects to stay until Thursday at least. But we'll go to your calls and thoughts here, or in this case, your call. It's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, have you been following the Canadian convoy, the Freedom Convoy situation at all?
So I have no idea what you're talking about. Is it something that you do that you get yourself into jail? Is that what you do, Freedom Convoy?
Yeah, you clearly aren't listening to the show, right? Like, how often do you actually listen to Free Talk Live?
No, I do listen, but it just kind of goes over my head because I'm not I just kind of think that you're kind of ridiculous, so I don't really pay attention to all much. About all that, you know.
Yeah, so you think we're ridiculous.
But, I mean, you are.
Why?
I don't know about the other people. They don't go get have all these records against them like you do, and all these people that have all these charges and so forth. So.
Oh, you've never been charged with a criminal act?
I think I was like an accomplice to some kind of theft one time.
You think you are?
I've never been charged, though. I've never...
Whoa, hold on. So you think you were an accomplice to theft, but you weren't charged for it?
No, I think I did 3 days in jail, and that was it. So it's not even on my record or anything like that.
And when was this? How old were you?
This was when I was like 28.
Okay, so you actually harmed somebody. You actually were involved in a theft. I've never actually been charged with a crime with a victim. So that makes you more ridiculous than me. I've only been charged with victimless crimes.
Yeah, but you know something? It's the whole life. See, we live in a different reality. Everybody has their own reality. What you did to these people was more criminal than what I did by...
What are you talking about?
What do you think Ian did to people?
Well, I wanted to really call in about this cooking show.
Yeah, well,
you're kind of
libeling
people. Or not libeling, but, you know, definitely painting people on public radio in a very bad light.
Yeah, I mean, she asked you a fair question, Sarah. What is it that I did?
I just have a question about that.
What are you referring to when you say what I did to people? What did I do?
Well, I mean, I don't really know what you did, but I know that the way you feel about speeding and traffic citation is a victimless crime. It's ridiculous. When somebody, when it does cause an accident, a speeder, they kill like 8 people in a row. And there's the person that caused the accident, the speeder, is dead. There's no person to give it to. So you come up, I mean, you come up with all this victimless crime stuff that is so nonsense that I really don't pay attention to what you're complaining about, really.
So you don't pay attention. So you haven't heard anything about the truckers in Canada?
No, I mean, I know about that, but I think the truckers, they're more their issues. It's about living conditions, because I've known truckers that own their own business. They couldn't make it 30 years ago. It's not about the mask wearing, about the COVID virus and the vaccine. That's like
but it
the
is
lowest
about that.
Part
that's
the,
what they're saying. They're saying it's
the
about
is,
the vaccine mandates.
Is,
they're saying it's about the mask mandates and all the different government restrictions regarding COVID. That's why they're protesting right now in the streets of in front of the Parliament building in Ottawa, Canada. That's exactly what they're saying. But you don't know because you haven't heard anything about it because all you listen to is mainstream news, right?
If they're protesting, it's about, like, they work really hard. They don't make any money. They
no,
never make enough
money.
Truckers make good money.
Yeah, they get paid well. They're not. I've been watching interview after interview with these guys.
In fact,
they're not saying it's about money.
Fighting to keep their jobs without having to get the jab, which means I think that they like their jobs. Not,
that's
oh,
right.
I don't make enough money.
Yeah, that's why that these guys have been doing this job. I mean, they're interviewing. The guy's interviewing mostly older gentlemen. I mean, men who've been in this business for, in many cases, decades.
Sarah just assumes that anyone working is, you know, a slave to their boss, doesn't make enough money, and they're just suckers because they're not smart as smart as her and on welfare.
Because she's figured out how to not work.
Yeah.
Right, Sarah?
Well, you know what? Could I talk about the
All right, go ahead.
Cooking show?
With your cooking show.
Yeah.
Talk about something completely
irrelevant. I really called in about... I like watching cooking shows, but in PBS...
Yeah,
and so
it's
forth,
nice when you don't have to go to work. You just sit there and watch cooking shows all day.
Well, not all day, but the thing is that most of it is very sugary, and it's very, has a lot of dessert spin to it. And I think that it is being sold because they're being sponsored by the insulin companies or the sugar companies or people that benefit from people having too much sugary snacks, desserts, and soda pop, all this stuff. And they're producing a culture where people do wind up having insulin, and then they sell it for a lot of money. So
Honey, you love a good conspiracy theory. Do you think she's onto something here?
Well, did you see any evidence of this, or did you just think of it? Because, I mean, it is kind of interesting.
Are there insulin advertisements that air during the cooking shows?
But no, I mean, do you hear about there was a lady, either she has to buy insulin or pay rent, and she was asking Biden that it's a big life issue for her? I mean, why are people becoming like that? Why do New Mexico have the most obese children in America? We're going to start asking, do you want milk, water, or orange juice with this children's meal that we're going to request? And they should request that for adults. Can I recommend water, milk, and juice for you instead of a sugary drink for adults and children? Because neither one of them know any better.
She's just rambling at this point. So, Sarah, you have no evidence for your theory. You're not saying that there's actually advertisements for insulin companies on the sugary cooking shows. You just believe that the insulin companies are sponsoring the shows and telling people, telling the producers, okay, look, stop putting anything in here about healthy foods or meats or whatever. Just put in sugar. Just put in all baking, all cakes.
I think
cakes.
That's just, as far as a conspiracy theory, I think that that is just too narrow. I think that maybe she's onto something, as in the people who own Nestle probably also own some of these
shows
and not just shows, but like networks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they want to promote the type of things that they sell. Like, I mean, I've seen some of these.
Nestle is a huge brand, though.
They own everything.
Well, I don't know everything, but they are one of the largest.
All the bad food.
And they own some good food, too. I mean, they're one of the largest manufacturers of food on the planet.
Good food is vegetables and fruit.
Okay, well, yeah.
I don't have the, you know, I have no idea who pays for the show, how many people, what corporation. I don't have the access to that information.
Okay, it's pure
this is
speculation.
Like my hypothetical, yeah. Like my speculation.
Right.
And then half the show is meat, vegetables, and healthy stuff. And then the other half is all about pies and cakes and
well,
brownies.
That sounds pretty well balanced
to me.
Yeah,
that sounds balanced. I've seen plenty that are all about desserts. In fact, I like to watch the ones about desserts, and then I just go, oh, my God, I need to taste that.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So basically, she has nothing. She's just sitting there and just fantasizing about who the dark forces of the food business are.
I mean, I know that corn is subsidized, and I've never seen an all-corn cooking show.
Mm-hmm. The number here is 603-283-6160. We actually had Nestle, thank you, Sarah. We had Nestle sponsored this show once upon a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nestle owns Free Talk Live.
For a period of time, we were running their ads, and they had, like, these kind of, they didn't even really sponsor us with one, like, they weren't just doing one specific product. It was just sort of a branding campaign where it was, here's some healthy kitchen tips from Nestle or whatever, and they would just give you a quick little, 30-second tip or whatever, and then, I don't know, it might have mentioned a product at the end of it, but it really wasn't about focusing on their products. And that's because
I don't
have
Ian,
to.
Are you Illuminati?
I'm not saying. 603-283-6160. That's because they don't have to, because they're so ubiquitous. There's just so many Nestle products out there. The number here is 603-283-6160. Did you know Nestle got rid of the Wonka brand and they just renamed it Nestle?
No.
Willy Wonka? You remember Willy Wonka?
So like Gobstoppers or just Nestle?
They're just Nestle Gobstoppers now.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So we're coming up here. You can join us. And Nestle didn't own those originally. They bought Willy Wonka and then got rid of the branding. All right, more coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.